Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Anna Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections. All without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025. And it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Predrag Mehta. Predrag is the founder of Net Mafia, a web design and SEO marketing agency, and a seasoned educator with over 35,000 Udemy students. With a top-rated course portfolio and a mission to help local businesses thrive online, Predrag combines his engineering expertise with marketing acumen. Based in Mumbai, he focuses on empowering businesses to achieve consistent leads through innovative SEO strategies. So, Predrag, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your
Thank you so
perspective,
much, Anna.
thank you for being here. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
I would say it is definitely improving our industry in ways that we as entrepreneurs have a lot of time focusing on other aspects of marketing and focusing on business, because now the costs have dropped and productivity has increased. So in terms of AI, for new entrepreneurs looking to leverage AI for their business growth, I would say that they should start thinking big, because AI, especially with so many tools and options available, with AI you can pretty much do a lot of SEO marketing campaign on your own without having to learn everything by yourself or outsource the SEO work the first time. Like, if any business owner who is completely bootstrapped with the business, I think AI is certainly like a boon for these businesses.
That's awesome. So, Predrag, you do a lot of SEO, you do a lot of marketing, you teach people about this. What would be the practical application of AI that you use in your business? Just tell me one that's good technical with this.
So in SEO, we have a lot of different aspects to it. We have the on-page, off-page, and technical, right? So the on-page are all the things that we focus on our website, and we try and optimizing our site so that it ranks higher on Google search results. And then we have the off-page aspects where you focus on outside of your website so that your website starts appearing and ranking on the Google search results. So in terms of leveraging these different AI tools, I think you can pretty much get started with doing keyword research, which is the foundation of SEO. And then moving on with building out content and then making a topical cluster and then getting more backlinks. I think AI is doing a wonderful job over there. But you need to be aware about the kind of prompts that you should provide to AI. And you'll need to know that the data that AI returns, you'll have to sort it out on your own, because AI at the end of the day has semantic knowledge, So it's gonna give you output based on the inputs that it gets from a lot of different users. So you, as the person, needs to have some sort of experience and authority in your niche. Only then you'll be able to get the data into working and get the results that you would want.
That's super important. AI is just a tool, and you're the master of that tool. So,
Exactly.
yes, what I understood here is that, I mean, you use tools in everybody can use them, but you, how can I put it? We are able to use a tool whenever we know how to use it. If you don't know how to use a hammer, you will not be able to hit that nail, you know?
Exactly. AI is a catalyst. As long as you know what you want to do, what the kind of results that you expect, AI can be a wonderful tool in that case. But if you don't know what you're going to do with this AI tool, it's not going to lead you to anywhere. So,
Awesome. That's awesome. So, Okay, I'm not going to ask you about prompting because prompting is such a different big topic. What are your favorite AI tools that you use daily?
Daily, I would say ChatGPT is the one which is doing a phenomenal job because we have seen ChatGPT progress so fast and so better at each and every models. Like just 6 months back, we had the 3.5 model, and now we have the GPT-4, GPT-4o mini. And now with the paid, which is the premium plan, we have the option to use the voice assistant mode in the ChatGPT. And then we have other AI tools as well, like the Perplexity AI. Then we have Google's Gemini. And as an SEO expert, making use of Gemini is a really great tool because Gemini is a product of Google, right? And when you're trying to do keyword research, Google has its another product, which is Google's Keyword Planner, right? So whenever you give certain prompts to Gemini, it's going to integrate with Google Keyword Planner in the backend, and it's going to present the results, which a PPC ad expert might do when they are trying to do keyword research. So there isn't just one which is my favorite. There are a bunch of different AI tools. I just don't use it for SEO. A few of the AI tools I use it for video creation as well. Opus.proclips, you must have heard about it, cuts down long form video into short form video content. There is another one which I recently came across, which was, I believe it is Glimpse or Glitch. I'm not sure about the name, but I just came across through Think Media YouTube channel, and it basically, it actually cuts and puts the zoom ins and zoom out effect in your entire video based on the transcription, and it easily creates captions in your videos and does the transcription mode. So I think AI is advancing very fast, and it's going at a pace which we have never ever seen before.
Oh wow, I'm super interested in that one last one that you shared for the zooms in and out. All right. So you mentioned that you use ChatGPT and also Gemini Perplexity. I have two
Also, there is
questions.
one another fantastic AI tool is called Harpa AI. I have a specific course, AI Local SEO course, post published on Udemy, where I go through this entire AI tool. So Harpa is basically like a Chrome extension tool, and it has the ability to actually, scan out your entire web page content, and then you can connect it with different APIs with your AI tools like Claude. There's Perplexity, there's Gemini, there's ChatGPT, and based on the API keys that you enter, and you can pretty much scrap out the data from internet. So I think Harpa AI is a fantastic AI Chrome extension tool that one could use. I personally use it, and I enjoy using that tool.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to go and look for that one as well.
Yeah, the video AI editing tool that I was talking about, it's actually Gling AI. So I just recall it's Gling AI.
All right, thank you. All right, so last question.
Sure.
From all those platforms that you told me, ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, is there one that you like the most and the model that you like the most from that one?
I would say Claude is really great. So is Perplexity. ChatGPT is like, I would say, all rounder. But in terms of creating content which presents in a way that comes across as human generated content, I think Claude and Perplexity does a really great job at it. There are a few AI tools that I'm yet to explore, and I've been hearing a lot about it through Twitter and YouTube. So I will definitely explore those tools as well. And maybe I might, have some different opinion after this.
That's awesome. And opinions changing is also pretty great. So, Predak, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So anyone who's looking to get their SEO marketing done, they can reach out to me at netmafia.co.in. That's a website. They can book an appointment with us, and I will clearly break down entire strategy for them. And then from there, we can move on. If anyone is interested to just take a look at my free SEO SOP guide, I'd love to share the link with you. You can put it in the description, and people can get a hands on that SOP document. It's like a 21-page full-blown document that I have listed out all the steps that anyone can get, pretty much get started with SEO, and they can get good results in a span of 90 to 100 days. Someone who is looking to learn about SEO from scratch, they can check out my Udemy profile. I have a bunch of different courses. And if anyone who is interested in entrepreneurship, they can follow me on YouTube. I post out building in public content, I'm really passionate about it. I post work vlogs. It's nothing related to SEO or web design. I just document my journey as an entrepreneur and how I'm growing my business.
Amazing. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Prerak Mehta, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting netmafia.co.n. Did I say it right?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. You can also search for him on Udemy for his courses, or you can also look him up in YouTube. You can learn... If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.